Julia Child's kitchen. I mean, literally her entire kitchen lives in the museum. Every counter, every knife, every gadget. So I thought that was super cool, but for Lisa McManus, who leads the equipment testing in America's Test Kitchen, it's like Valhalla. She talked with Sally Swift about Julia's way with tools.
Hello, Miss McManus.
Hi, Sally.
We have you here for a reason, because we have been skirting around Julia Child this hour, talking to the winners of this year's Julia Child Award, Mary Sue Milliken and Susan Feniger. And I wanted to talk to you because you have an interesting sweet spot for Julia Child. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Julia was a gadget freak. She described herself as a gadget
she
freak.
She was.
Yes. And I've made a couple pilgrimages to her the exhibit of her kitchen at the Smithsonian. And literally, they for me were pilgrimages. And I was standing there, you know, craning my neck and jumping up and down and trying to see every corner. And I can at this point look at photos of her from way back and, you know, when she was in Paris, or look in that kitchen. And I at this point know the brand of each product, and I just keep gathering so much information about what she chose to have around her, what she bought over the years, what she really used. And to me, that's just, I just geek out.
The idea of you being able to look at this old photograph and going, is that a Sabatier knife I'm seeing hanging there?
Exactly.
It's pretty
exactly.
great. So tell me, give me some specifics about her relationship to equipment and what you think was so brilliant.
Well, you know, Julia really was, I call her Julia like she was my friend. I never met her, but everyone feels they know her. She has such a personality. But she came to cooking late, as everybody knows the story. I mean, she discovered food pretty late in life and, you know, fell in love with cuisine and really the tradition in France and learned from the cordon bleu and everything. But then her impulse was to teach other people, you know, to bring them up to this level where they could see what she saw and to bring it down to a point, not dumbing it down, but making it familiar, making it comfortable to cook beautiful, delicious food at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, she took professional equipment that she saw French chefs using. And she went to restaurant supply stores way back when, way before that was cool.
Right.
And she translated that for home cooks. And she would really try to show people, you can do this too. And I'm just so inspired by that. But I also, you know, I look around and I'll start researching a story. I'm like, you know, carbon steel pans, chefs use them. People really weren't using them at home. And I'm looking at pictures of her kitchen and look, there's a bunch of them. I can recognize them. She had them. And even though she later embraced nonstick pans, she never gave up on those carbon steel pans. She kept them.
And all that copper that she
copper, a beautiful copper pans in every size. What wouldn't I give to have her kitchen and all that stuff to play with? And I think everybody feels that way when they see that. That kitchen, if you ever see it, totally packed wall to wall. Mm-hmm. Every inch is full. Everything's at hand. I mean, she had that pegboard on the wall that Paul Child, her husband, always designed for her from their earliest kitchen in Paris. That pegboard that he'd put up on the walls, paint it, stick her pans, draw a big black outline of each pan and each thing, you know, fish molds and things, and put the hook up and hang those pans so that you could grab them and use them. It wasn't about displaying them. It was about being able to grab them, use them, put them back. And I just love that.
It was a workshop.
Yeah, and I often think of kitchen tools that way, you know.
Yeah, and speaking of tools, I want to get to her knives because she was a massive knife lover, and she introduced us all to those magnetic strips.
Yes, yes. If you go to see her kitchen, there's between the windows in the kitchen over the sink or countertop, there's a magnetic knife strip, a couple of them. And she does an unusual thing that I've never really seen anyone else do, which is that she put them vertically up and down between the windows and then sticks the knives across horizontally, you know, and she has them kind of range from big to small. And, you know, that's kind of brilliant. It uses some dead space that no one ever really uses. People always think that you're supposed to hang those things horizontally and put the knives upright. You know, why not do this kind of quirky, that was Julia all the way, you know, take something that's classical, but use it in her own twist to, you know, like she'll find a twist that makes it more functional.
She would have loved you saying in her own twisted way. I'm quite certain.
I started to say that. And I realized I didn't really mean it that way.
So, and what about the Cuisinart? What do you know about Julia and the Cuisinart? Because for me, it seems like she was the original poster child, right?
She really was. She got her hands on a Robocoupe, which is the French company whose design was brought to America by Cuisinart and sold as, you know, the first food processors in the early 1970s. She got her hands on one and really said, this is it. This is the greatest thing. I mean, she was into tradition, but also into, you know, making it modern, making it more doable for home cooks. And, you know, one of the things she kept talking about was fish mousse, that you take fish and you pound it in the mortar and pestle for hours and you put it through this sieve and, you know, to get the silky texture consistency. And she said, you can do it in a few seconds in a food processor. And now everyone will be making fish mousse. And I'm like, she's not right about everything.
That didn't quite catch on.
No, but, you know, the rest of it was true. It certainly sped up a lot of cooking for people. People fell in love with it because she talked about it all the time and she used it.
And she had issues with the Cuisinart.
Yeah. I tested food processors. One of the things that always annoyed me about the Cuisinart is it has this little safety feature on the food pusher, the thing that pushes the food down the chute.
So that your fingers don't go down the chute, I just want to
point out. Right, it's got a little metal bar that goes from this pushing device and has to engage with the base in order for the machine to go. And that's, of course, smart, but it means you have to cut food down to fit in the chute. She famously, one of her producers, Jeff Drummond, who also used to produce our show way back in the day, told me this story about her. And he said, in front of Cuisinart executives who were watching a demonstration, she was using a Cuisinart, and she said, oh, this silly thing. I just stick a knife in there to make it go so I can leave it open. And she did not care that they were standing there, apparently.
Bypass all safety concerns.
Yeah, I wasn't that brave, but boy, I sure felt it. I was like, yeah, that thing is annoying, but, you know, safety, I guess. I get it.
I love it.
She went her own way.
She did go her own way, as do you. Keep up with the equipment testing.
Thank you.
Lisa McManus is America's Test Kitchen's gadget expert. And in Julia's honor, check out their recipe for Tarte Tatin. It's on our website, splendidtable.org.